Welcome to the Dale Sabor A Tu Salud podcast by Tadine. I am your host, Chef Carla Contreras. Join me as we steep in the world of Tadine with interviews from fellow creatives, foodies, and entrepreneurs from our comunidad. Jen and Vero, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited for this conversation. First, let's start off with, who are you and how do you serve the world?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be on your podcast. I'm Jen.
And I'm Vero.
And together we are the founders of JZD. So we are a Latina empowerment brand. We focus on creating an array of products to empower our community. And we mostly do that by creating products that inspire you, that kind of kick in that nostalgia, remind you of your roots, of your cultura, and really just celebrate the beauty of being Latinos.
Can you tell us what's in your taza? Because you both have beautiful mugs. And what was your last Tadine tea?
Yeah, so right now we're drinking tea from Tadine, actually. And so right now we're drinking the lemon ginger.
It's our favorite. I absolutely love anything that's lemon ginger. Mm-hmm. But the Tadine one, it's just, it hits the spot. And I love to take it either with some honey or some agave. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, just to add a little bit of sweetness into it. And
some lemon. Even more lemon. And actually, our tacitas are like the first products we ever made that we still have. So, yeah.
Yeah, Jen's mom keeps a box of these mugs in her mm-hmm. attic. Mm-hmm. And we just recently brought them into our store because we have the storefront now. Yeah. And yeah, so we were like, we should use those to drink our tea.
Oh, that's so perfect. That's so, I need to get one.
Yeah. Yeah. They were the first item we launched on our Etsy shop like seven years ago.
Wow. And you still have the Etsy shop.
We do still have our Etsy shop. Yeah. So we've been on Etsy since the very beginning. It's how we launched our business.
Yeah, we can't let her go. She's just, she's been such a consistent for our business. Like, you know, people still go on there. They still find us. We get new customers on there. Like Etsy's just, it's so good for small businesses and we're so used to it. So it's just, we never want to let her go.
Yeah.
You started JZD with $200. I would love to know this story because you told me before we hopped on this podcast that you love telling it. So I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep it brief. But
okay,
we started it in 2016 and we only had $200. And I mean, like, that's all the money we had, which is period. Like, this is not just for business. Like, this is all the money we had, period, in our bank
rent,
account.
For food, for just life.
Life. And at the time I was working, I have a degree in psychology and
I have a degree in legal justice studies.
And I was working.
Yeah, you were working and I wasn't. I was unemployed. Yeah. And there was no money for us to get a business started. But she was like, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, we have literally $200 to our name. We have not bought groceries, rent's paid, but there's bills to pay. There's all these things to pay. So I support you. Let's do it. But we're going to struggle a lot. So.
Yeah. So we literally survived off of maruchans and sandwiches. And I actually started hand drawing on coffee mugs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I wasn't even doing apparel yet. I wasn't doing screen printing yet. I was hand drawing on coffee mugs.
It was a side hustle to try to make ends meet.
Yeah.
I was going to school. So she was taking one for the team. She was working a full-time job with her big girl degree. I needed to finish a semester of school. So while I was finishing that, she was like, don't worry, focus. Because I had always worked and gone to school. We both did that.
Yeah.
But then we got married and she was like, I got you, finish school. And yeah.
We invested the money and we started
knowing what investing was.
Yeah. It was, we just kind of, the entire way we've bootstrapped our business, and we took that $200, we invested it in, we created a shirt that said, my heart goes bitty bitty bum bum. And we only made 12 shirts because literally that was like what our screen printer at the time was like, the least I will do for you is 12 shirts. And I kept one, Beto kept one, and my mom kept one. And then we listed these shirts on Etsy. And it was a shirt that said, my heart goes bitty bitty bum bum. And it got picked up eventually, like after me literally posting about the shirt everywhere, like every single social media. I joined every single Facebook group, every Twitter thing that was going back then. It was Twitter. And I would promote this shirt like crazy. And eventually it got picked up and there was like an article written about it. And then we just kind of started to see the flow. And then somebody wanted to buy them wholesale. And so it kind of just trickled from there. And what we would make, we would put back into the business. And eventually we launched Latina Power, which completely and forever changed the trajectory of the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the role of social media, Etsy. I feel like there's a combination of these different things at play. And also with the Latina Power, there was Latina celebrities that also played a role in this. And Jen, I feel like I read somewhere it was you tweeting at the right time, like knowing the right time to tweet at people. Can you talk about the importance of social media in your business?
Yes. I mean, social media is our bread and butter. And you're right. I was tweeting and I don't mean to sound stalkerish, but I was logging when celebrities would tweet. Like, when were they actually active? And when was it them versus their PR team or their social media team?
My baby had it down. Like, she had it down to a T. At this point now, when Latina Power, the t-shirt came out, now she was out of working.
I left my job.
And I had already graduated and I had gotten my big girl job and she was doing JZD 24/7, literally 24/7. And I would get home from work and she was like, babe, this person is tweeting at this time. So at this time I have an alarm. So I know exactly when I'm supposed to tweet at them and see if I get some interaction. And if some of their fans interact with, like, it was, she had a whole science behind it. Like, it was this crazy lady with a freaking board out writing down, like, this is the time they tweet, this is what they do. But that's what worked. Like, she was so dedicated to it.
And then I realized which celebrities were actually friends, like, behind the scenes. And once I got it to one, it just kind of, like, their friends, like, I was ready. Like, for example, we got our shirt to Amy Carrero, who, I don't know if you know who she is, she voices Elena, the Latina Disney princess. And yeah, she is really good friends with Creasy Fit, who is on Pitch Perfect. And so I send the shirt to Amy Carrero after, I think I was like tweeting her. And I like see everybody that she follows and that they follow her back. So they're like actual mutuals. And like, who's commenting on her post? Like, who actually seems like they're like genuine friends? And Creasy Fit was one of them. And Creasy Fit sends us a DM and is like, hey, like, I want the shirt that you just sent to Amy. And I was like, I already have one ready for you. Like, I was
like, say less. Yeah. I just need your address.
I was on it so much because I knew like the power that these women had. And I mean, for example, Amy Carrero, she was literally the first Latina Disney princess to, like, it was her voice. And I was like, I know the power. And that, like, we didn't have that when we were kids. So I kind of just really, really analyzed. And then it just kind of started to trickle from there because other people were seeing, like, oh, where did, you know, so-and-so get the Latina Power shirt? Yeah.
It's incredible to hear the strategy behind this because a lot of my work personally, what I do is content creation for brands and specifically in the food space. So it's interesting to hear all the synchronicities of, like, and I hope that that's a word, of like the small, you know, chances that you took and how that paid off, like all that work paid off. I'm just so interested, and I even have your journal right here, and I'm definitely wearing my sweatshirt. I want to ask you about the evolution of your products over the years, because they have changed from hand drawing on the mug to 12 t-shirts to printing out the Latina Power to getting, you know, retail orders, all of these different things. How has this changed since day one?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a journey. I mean, we've been doing this for over 7 years now.
We're going on 8 years in April.
We're going on 8 years, which is a really long time. But I think it was definitely when I started to see the potential. I mean, I always had faith in the brand. But when I really started to see the potential, I started to really research. And I thought to myself at the very first stage, how many coffee mugs can I actually hand draw to scale this? Like, I can only do so much. So then I started looking for other ways to produce items that would allow us to scale. And then I landed on screen printing. And then from there, it was about, since we were bootstrapping, making enough money to buy our own equipment. And eventually we were able to buy our own screen printers and our own embroidery machine. And so now we have 3 screen printing machines. We have an embroidery machine and we have a team that helps us lead it in-house. And to me, that was really important because it was a part of our story. It was like our growth. And also I knew that it was important to show the faces of who was making these products. And the best way to do that was to have them here with us. And slowly but surely, we started to grow our team. We started to grow the capacity that we could produce at, which led us then to retail. And really, it's just been taking it little by little. And as we saw growth, then we prepared for further growth.
Yeah, it was just always betting on ourselves and reinvesting in the business. Again, it was us putting in the money that was coming in back into what we believed in. And to think about the growth that we've had, I'm so proud of it. You know, like to think that we started out in our one bedroom apartment, our love bungalow, that's what we called it. And that's where we were doing our, you know, her mugs. That's what she was doing them. And I was in charge of putting those mugs in the oven to be able to curate them or whatever it is that you were doing. Cause I wasn't sure what was happening. I just knew I had to put it. And then from moving on to that, to having the shirts, and then me being the screen printer for the business, and then being able to be in charge of who we have screen printing and who we have embroidering. It's just, I don't know, it's amazing.
Slow and steady.
Yeah, very slow, very steady.
Mental health is a huge part of your business, at least from my perspective as a consumer. And I love your newsletter. I just want to like highlight and circle that for anybody that's not subscribed to your newsletter, because that content is genius. I'd like to know about how mental health awareness plays a role in the business and also the products that you design, like the Very Vero collection.
Yeah. So when it comes to mental health, so I've always been very open about what I have gone through. I have depression, anxiety, and PTSD. So I've never shied away to talk about my personal life because for a very long time, I was not allowed to be who I needed to be for myself and to help little me. And as I started getting older, I realized that there was more people like me out there. Like I didn't have to suffer on my own. And Jen created this beautiful brand where she allowed me to be me, and she allowed me to, with our relationship, I am not the creative one, but our relationship creates. I know that sounds really cheesy, but she just helps me be able to work through everything that's going on in my head that I don't necessarily understand because I never was taught how to deal with my emotions. And Jen is so mature beyond her years. You know, she just knows, and I'm older than her. I'm 2 years older than her. And she just knows exactly how to talk to you to be able to get you to talk about what's happening, right? And in these conversations that we have as wife and wife, we create these things like the Vero, Very, Very, Very Vero collection. Wow, that's a tongue twister.
That's the point.
With the todo bien, ya lloré. Like, I am a crier. I tell everybody I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm mad. I cry when I'm sad. I cry when I'm excited. Like, any type of emotion, tears. But I've always said that the reason I cry is because I was never allowed to cry as a child. It was always, suck it up. You can't be doing that. Get over it. Move on. You know, and that was not right. Like, I needed to feel what I needed to feel. So I feel like now I'm at this point in my life where I'm finally allowed to be who I truly am in every way and every sense of the word, that I'm just allowed to cry. And my wife embraces that. And she makes funny and very important apparel and, you know, stationery with things that are telling you it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. it's fine to not be okay right now, but you're going to be fine tomorrow or in the future. So yeah, it's definitely something that is always in our subconscious when we're creating together, because it's not just me going through this. It's our whole community going through this. And it wasn't just me that wasn't allowed to cry as a kid. There's a whole bunch of other people that weren't allowed to do that as well. So I feel like we're all healing together, which is why we've created this community. Like, that's why they're our fam fam. Like, if you felt like you weren't able to go through this, I'm here. We're here. Go through it with us. Let's learn to talk about our emotions. Let's learn to talk about, are we depressed? Do we have anxiety? Like, I'm not, you know, a therapist. I'm not a doctor, but we can talk about it and we can figure it out.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it really just goes back to when we create pieces, we want them to speak to our community. And we kind of take some of our personal experiences and things that we go through or that we have gone through, and we put them out. And turns out a lot of us go through situations like this. And so I think that's what's really important to us, is making sure that we're creating these pieces that spark conversation, that remind us how important we are, and that you're not ever alone. Like, there's so many of us going through these things.
So you said that you work together as a couple, and I'm really interested in this because this is a family affair, your business. And also Jen's mom and dad works with you too. So I'm very curious of this dynamic, because I'm at home co-working with my husband. I have kids running around. I would love to know the inside information about how you work together.
So
you're going to be annoyed with us. You're going to be so annoyed with us. We really like working with each other. It's not, I think that we, from the very beginning, because I didn't come into working full-time JZD until a year in. Right? Was it like, year one?
No, it was like 2 years in.
Okay, I think it was 2 years in. She was like, quit your job, I need help. I was like, all right. We weren't ready for that, but... No. And very early on, she was like, you're going to handle these things. She had a list of things for me to do already. And then she was like, I'm going to handle these things. And then we both just respected it. Like, she handles what she handles and I handle what I handle. And at the end of the day, I mean, we talk about work all day. At the end of the day, our pillow talking is like, well, I'm handling these things. You gave me this design to do. I'm trying to figure out how to get it to be done. And then that's our conversations. But
yeah, and I think it's also very important to the story that Vetter and I have been best friends for a really long time. I met Vetter when I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. I am about to turn 32. So we've known each other for a really long time, and we were best friends for a really long time before we got married. We're going on 10 years of marriage this year.
Congratulations.
We were friends for 4 years.
Dated for
mathing.
For like a second.
Yeah. And then we got married. But yeah, like, we're really best friends, and we try to have fun with everything we do. And at the end of the day, like, it's not that deep. Like, I always tell Vero, like, it's not that deep. Like, we are fine. Our parents are fine. Our employees are fine. And we might as well just have fun with it. Like, even when things get really tough, which, you know, comes with business, there's really high highs and there's really low lows. At the end of the day, I'm like, we're healthy. We're alive. We're together. Like, we're going to get through this. No pasa nada. And my parents work with us. So, like, for me, I'm an only child. And I love my parents. And Vero loves my parents. And my parents love us. And it's just like they fit right in. And
it's the most selfless relationship with her parents. They really literally do anything and everything for us. We've got an in-house handyman with her dad. Anything that we need gets it done, helps with shipping. Mary is in charge of our warehouse. She literally runs the warehouse. She's like, hey, we need to order this. We need to order that. Like, the lady is on top of it, you know? And I wouldn't want anybody else doing those things.
No.
Who
else?
They're
so passionate about it because they love us and they want this business to thrive, and they see the importance in what we're doing. And so they put their everything behind it as well. And there's Liz and Santi. So, like, Liz has known me since I was literally born, because she has been friends with my family for years, like over 30, maybe 40 years. And then Santi is her son. So
she knows him.
I know him since he was in diapers because he's younger than me. So definitely our entire team is so passionate about the business and they're so passionate what we're creating and they're building with us. And I think that's why it just is so fun to work here. And I'm not just saying that because it's mine, but we genuinely have so much fun creating content, creating new products, creating the newsletter, all of these things. At the end of the day, I want these heavy topics. Mental health can be a really heavy topic, but let's put a little fun in it. Let's put a little twist in it. And so that's very important to us. And it's really easy to do when everybody here is, just happy. Yeah. And, of course, there's days where it gets tough and I think that's just normal. But for the most part, we just try to have fun all the time together.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't really ever be taken seriously. I'm always cracking a joke. I can't not be yelling and making it be a hype house in here. So
it's really hard to stay mad at Vettel because she'll just start doing the worm or doing the wave. And you're just it's just hard to be sad around her.
Try my best.
Jenna Vettel, thank you so much. Can you tell us about what new products can we see unfold in 2024 and how we can find and support you in your work?
Yes. So we have a few collections dropping this year that we're super excited about. We have some partnerships that we're working on as well. So can't say too much about that, but some of them are this year. We actually have a really amazing partnership coming in 2025. Which is wild that it's so far out. And we've been working on it for months. But anyway, we're just super excited to continue to create products that speak to our community. And we can't wait to share that with everybody. And so you can find us across all social media platforms at ShopJZD. And our website is shopjzd.com. And you can support us by engaging with our content on socials, sharing our content on our socials, shopping from us, of course. Even just sharing is such a huge help so we can continue to reach a wider audience.
Gracias. Thank you so much for steeping in the world of Tadine. I am your host, Chef Carla Contreras. You can find Tadine at Tadine Teas on Instagram and more information in the show notes. If you're on iTunes or Spotify, please leave us a review. Adios.